Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you to another Friday DriveCast edition, the day of the week we venture off the weekly teaching topic, going where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. The topic of today's DriveCast is prayer, particularly what to do when prayer feels like drudgery or work. Or if you feel guilty that your prayer doesn't last very long, if somehow the length of your prayer may result in God's activity, that He'll act favorably to you if your prayer lasted 30 minutes as opposed to 5 minutes. And the scripture that we're referencing today, it isn't a prayer per se that we'll be reading, but it's Jesus' first recorded miracle in John's Gospel, chapter 2. And this story is about a wedding in the little town of Cana, and Jesus' mother Mary is highly invested, much like a wedding planner. And an issue pops up, the amount of wine being consumed in this Jewish wedding was highly underestimated, and the bride and the groom's reputation is at stake, and so is Mary's, which doesn't bode well for her. So what to do? What happens? And what does this story have to do with prayer? Well, most of you know how the story ends. It ends with Jesus turning 6 barrels of water used for washing hands and feet into the best wine ever, which in turn launches him into public ministry. But where does this teaching on making our prayer lives any easier come in? Well, listen to how Mary, the mother of Jesus, wedding planner extraordinaire, handles the stress of her circumstances. In John chapter 2, verse 3, she says to Jesus these 4 words, "They have no wine." There it is, short but sweet, simple yet profound. And my takeaway is this: Mary simply stated the problem that she had to Jesus. She didn't spend 5 minutes telling him a long story or rationalizing to Jesus how busy she was and this detail just slipped through the cracks, nor did she try in any way to coerce or manipulate Jesus as to how he could remedy the situation. No, she simply stated the problem to Jesus. And then secondly, she left it with him. In fact, listen to what she tells the servants who were working the wedding with her in John chapter 2, verse 5. She says to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." You see, Mary believes Jesus will engage somehow, some way. And to recap, Mary simply stated the problem to Jesus, they have no wine, and secondly, she left the problem solving, the solution, all up to him, believing that he had the capability to utilize resources at his disposal that she couldn't imagine. And some of us have been praying for months, maybe even years, about long-term illnesses of loved ones or for the salvation of one of your family members for so long that you're exasperated, that you're worn out even over the thought of praying about monumental issues, to where you're at the point of asking, what's the use? And the results I'm asking for and aren't seeing, it's just drudgery. And so perhaps we would all do well revisiting the wedding story at Cana and meditating on the 2 primary characters, Jesus and his mother, and how they interacted with each other and the results. So before we close out today's DriveCast in prayer together, I'm in no way making light of some of the heavy, serious concerns many of you or your loved ones are faced with. The physical, the spiritual, the financial, and the relational burdens, they're very real, they're very complicated, they're very heavy. And the sheer weight of these things and the amount of time that we need to spend praying about them can be overwhelming. What I'm suggesting is maybe just going back to the basics when it comes to how we pray, how we voice our concerns to the Lord, and the possibility that they can be simplified. So before we pray, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for tuning in to today's Friday Drivecast and encourage you to tune in again Monday for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. And now, I invite you to pray along with me and continue on in prayer afterwards. If you want to pray with me, you can pray something like this. Jesus, I know prayer is the link that connects me to you. And I know I don't have to pray perfectly. You're not looking for great prayers. You're looking for prayers that will prove your greatness. Like Mary in today's story, I simply want to tell you what the problems I've been praying over are. And even though you already know the problems, see myself leaving their solution and timing with you. Amen.